Welcome to Mind Links, the podcast where we embark on a journey to explore the intricate web of our minds, seeking connection, understanding, and inspiration.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Dish Talk Show. This is Mind Links, and I'm your host, Pamela. Today is a new day, and we are going to be talking about breaking down those walls. Topic of today is breaking down those walls. It's a very broad topic, but we're going to just start from the beginning. And when I say breaking down those walls, I feel you already have an idea of what I'm talking about. Breaking down emotional walls, built because, you know, to protect us from emotional harm, physical harm, anything. But walls are built to protect us, and sometimes it gets too high and too dense and we become trapped. So that's why they need to break down those walls comfortably. So we're going to be talking about breaking down those walls. We're going to break down those walls, and we're going to, if time permits, talk about how to live, you know, and still be protected when those walls are broken down. You know, most of the time, most people are afraid of breaking down the walls because they're like, ah, I'm so scared of being judged, or I'm so scared of people hurting me and knowing how nice I am, but they hurt me. Oh, I'm scared of expressing myself because last time I did, people laughed at me. You know, same thing as being judged, creating that toxic coping style, which is building up walls. And it is, like I would say, toxic. One of the most toxic coping styles ever. Seems sick and very, very addictive. Let me just tell you, it's extremely addictive to build walls. Very, very addictive to build walls. And it seems, it just makes you feel safe. I'm a very good example of building walls. I have built walls. I still probably still have some walls built up that I have not brought down. But I'm on my journey to break down all my walls and living my life free, and also being protected emotionally, physically, whatever the walls were built up for in the first place. Okay, so why do we build up walls? Why do we build walls? Beginning, like, this is start. Why do we build walls? We build walls to protect ourselves. And how do we even get to the point of wanting to protect ourselves? We experience a traumatic event, or we experience a series of traumatic events that expose us to, you know, setting a negative emotions that we do not want to relive again. So as a form of defense, we build up walls to protect ourselves from experiencing that type of horror of emotions, because I know how hard and emotional it can be to be very, very depressed in the moment. I know how it can be very depressed in the moment. It's very harming emotionally to be depressed. Because, yeah, of course, it's like a dark place. It's like no man's land. That's how I'm going to describe it, because I've experienced depression as well. And, well, as much as I can give you on depression, but I've experienced depression. I have, because I'm not trying to affirm it, but I've been very, very well acquainted with depression. And it's not something that you would want to wish on any other person. Most people underestimate about depression. When someone says they are depressed, they're like, oh, come on, don't be sad, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's very, very, one of the major mental illnesses that anybody can have. It's actually very, very possible for this type of mental illness, which is depression, to go into like a type of different mental illness that is involved with psychotic tendencies. Basically, it's very, very serious. I get how toxic depression can be, and nobody wants to feel that again. Depends on the kind of trauma you went to, you experience right now. It could be fear is another powerful one. It could be fear that drove you into nightmares, panic attacks, and all that, PTSD. So in order to protect us ourselves, natural defense system, to protect ourselves, you decide to go through the approach of repression. Not repression. I guess I don't think it's repression. I think it's hiding yourself basically from everybody in order to just prevent anything like that from happening. But the harm in doing that is rather you miss out on so many things. You lose yourself. You don't progress. The only way you can progress, walls up. You can't progress when you have walls up, because certain people perceive that you're not being yourself, and they can misinterpret that as pretentious, you know. And not everybody has the patience to caged, emotionally caged up. And not everybody has more patience to try to put those cage rather to let yourself free. So basically, building walls is like putting yourself in a cage. You have the key to the cage, you just don't want to let yourself up because you're afraid of what could happen when you come out. Certain negative experiences, like I said earlier, can predispose us to this. There are other ways to handle toxic experiences. On a daily basis, we experience toxic behaviors of people that can affect us, or harmful experiences, traumatic experiences on a daily. Most people say, oh, I've never experienced any traumatic. In order to be a human walking through life, you're going to have to experience trauma. Every day is just in different degrees. Every day, there's trauma knocking on the door, left, right, center, there's trauma knocking on the door. So you're going to have to be prepared. And of course, you're going to be the easy way out, which is the toxic coping styles. One of the easy ways to overcome this traumatic event. So we're going to talk about key points on breaking those walls. I also want to make sure to state that it's a journey, basically, and it's not something that can happen overnight. Basically, it's something that you need to, it's a journey, and as you commence this journey, it's something to be, you know, grateful, and something to celebrate, basically, as long as you've started the journey to break down those walls. The first step, I will say this, the first step is acknowledgement. Most people have walls up, very, very big walls, very tall, thick. When I say thick walls up, but they will never acknowledge it. Some of them know. Let's start with the first phase of people that have walls up. They know that they have walls up, but they don't want to say it with their mouths that they have walls up, or even think it. They repress that feeling that, oh, I'm actually caged, I have walls up, I'm caged, and they don't want to bring it up, they don't want to talk about it. It just gives them a lot of anxiety, because they've gotten so attached to those walls that they feel like, if I let go of my walls, I have nothing, I'm afraid, I'm empty, I'm out. It's like it's also out of a shell. Oh my God, fragile, vulnerable. And I will say this, most Nigerian men, because I'm in Nigerian, so I want to talk about my country. Most Nigerian men, all, not all, not all. Most Nigerian men have serious walls. Your fathers, especially fathers, I don't know about the future generation, I hope they have less walls, but currently, when I say your fathers, you know what I'm talking about. They have some serious walls built. Like, they are this brings me to the second phase of people that have walls up built. Some people have walls up built, yeah? They don't even know. Like, they've repressed it to the point that they're not even physically, they're now delusional to the point that the fact that they have walls. Our fathers have walls. That's why, you know, we having walls, it protects you from, of course, and it makes you behave in a certain way. That's how you know that, oh, this person has walls up, you know, less emotional, distant, triggered, because you're always on alert. Oh, someone's trying to breach my walls. Somebody's trying to ask you, how are you doing today? How are you feeling? And you're like, oh, you're really triggered. Like, no, I don't want to express. Oh my God, they're already telling my wall. They already see my wall. No, they're trying to climb my wall. I'm sorry. They're trying to climb my wall. Oh my God, no. I can't express. And then they use certain beliefs to back up their, you know, to support the the world to keep it standing, which is like, oh, man, not supposed to be expressive. That's a woman's thing. So therefore, I'm going to be unhealthy mentally. No, that's not what I going to do. But like, if I'm going to be, I'm going to have all these walls built up, going to leave them up because I'm justifying why, man, I'm a man. But it's toxic because it harms not only you, but people around you. And it makes people run away from it because not only did they feel like you're not being genuine, you just feel like you are difficult to talk to, basically. Difficult to be friends with, difficult to be around, because it makes other people even build up walls as well, because they're like, oh wow, maybe I might be too expressive because this person is not expressive, so maybe I'm weird. So then they now start building up walls because we really traumatize them. They're now going back, they now go into that toxic circle of building walls because they learned that coping style from you, I mean, well, knowingly, or basically, yeah. So when we're talking about how to break down those walls, we have to break those walls down. So like I said, the first step is to be aware. Know that you, even if you don't know, educate yourself. That's how you get to know. Read. Talk about, listen to people talk about certain types of things, mental health stuff. If you don't have an opportunity to have access to psychologists, social media is a very, very broad place. I don't know the word, but it's filled with so many things. And I'm pretty sure in between the thirst traps and the car videos, you can find something that says mental health. I don't know how to tell somebody that hasn't, you know, doesn't have any form of awareness to mental health or self-awareness or anything to automatically get it. But what I can do for my point of view and for my strength is to encourage you to educate yourself, like listening to this podcast. I also want to put that at some point, even when you are having your walls up and you're delusional about it, in your unconscious, the idea of the walls is not like out of the window. It lives in you, it's in your unconscious mind. So therefore, when you see some things on social media, like this kind of podcast, like that says break down those walls, it triggers something in you, like, oh yeah, I think I, you know, it's small, it's like a small thought that comes and says like, to have those walls built up. So let me even see what they're talking about. The curiosity is still there, but like, I encourage you, maybe you just opening it up, it's a huge step, and I really appreciate you for doing that. So we're gonna dive into how to break down those walls. Be aware, educate yourself. That's how you get aware, and allow yourself to accept. You have to accept. You have to be not only aware, but accept it. I have walls. Acceptance is the first step. So after you accept that, you're going to have to start looking for, okay, how can I? Building up walls and hiding, you're going to be looking for the easiest way to get rid of those walls because they're traumatizing you. So, self-awareness. Start by identifying and acknowledging exactly the emotional walls. I'm writing this down so I don't lose track. You build. Like I said, start by acknowledging the walls you build. So, during this process, you're going to start finding out, why did I build these walls? What happened that made me build these walls? How do I forgive myself? Again, to forgiveness, anyways, I'm jumping my gun. What happened? Was I traumatized? Was it childhood? Was it a breakup? Was it society? Was it bullying? Whatever the reason was, find it and try to understand why and why you choose this approach to handling that. So the second is seek professional help. Consider therapy or counseling to work through these deep-seated emotional issues. Like, with guidance of a trained therapist, can go a long way with your mental health. Most people just say, hey, therapist, when you're a good therapist, what are you going to think I'm mad? That's just very... That's another topic I'm going to talk about, but like, let me just talk a little about this. That's very, very toxic. That's one of the toxic ways to cope with anything. They make you feel like therapists, psychologists is full of bad people. I'm not bad. I don't want to be passive. That's toxic. That's one of the ways to bring society to a compulsive conformity, basically. They make you conform to their news, whatever they want to feed you, to keep doing what they want you to do, to keep feeding to the willing society for them. And you are basically like a heart damaged puppet, and when you die, your spirit, your next person is born. You need to learn how to break those ideologies of psychologists are for only mad. Everybody goes to the doctor. If you have a heart, if you have a kidney, if you have organs, you go see a medical doctor, because you need to get a checkup all the time. Every month, you need to get yourself checked up. So, if you have a brain, I never gone to get a checkup, and you feel like your brain is perfect. By the way, nobody, even I can put my chest and say this, except you and yeah, I feel perfection is even based on human, is based on human mindset. We are the one that made up the word perfection. We define what perfection is. Nobody has a perfect working brain. Nobody. Because as long as you exist on earth, you don't have a perfect working brain. The only perfect working brain, which I would even think is not even perfect, is a child that just born. In fact, in the womb, child definitely will experience some traumatic things, like, oh, mommy said to sleep on her tummy, she forgot, mommy taking drugs. You know, you don't, like, this is like a perfect brain. So you need to keep oiling your fucking brain all the time, keeping it in track, keeping it running, keeping it, fixing all those parts that are rusty, to keep yourself healthy. Saying that you don't have you're not mad, you cannot see a therapist, is showing that you need to see a therapist because of that toxic idea. So next step is see a therapist. You can always go online. There are online therapists you can talk to online, and they are you don't have to go physically. You can chat with them. Someone that likes to chat, that's your comfort zone. You can chat. You can see so many therapists. I don't want to plug any brand here, but Easy Life for sure. You can DM Easy Life. Easy Life, we give counseling services for free. And we give counseling services for free, and we can help you. No matter what it is, don't think, oh, my problem is too small, it's not big enough for therapists. Every problem is valuable to talk about, to get rid of, as long as it's a problem. Mental problem, we are here for you. Okay, communicate. It's very, very difficult to communicate when you have walls built up, because that's the point of walls, to keep you hidden, to keep you separated, to keep you shut. Be open and be honest with yourself first. That's, like I said, accept that. Be open and be honest with yourself, and open and be honest with your therapist, and open and honest with your family members or whoever you trust. And I also have to add also that therapist must not be a professional person. Therapy can also start with just communicating with some people you care about, people that care about you, telling them how you feel. That's the beginning of therapy before you eventually go to see a professional therapy. Talking to somebody, telling the person how you feel can help bring down those walls, because that's going against the rules of having a wall. Practice vulnerability. Gradually allow yourself to be more and more open and vulnerable. Not overnight, like I said. You have to allow yourself to be more small, small. It's not a race. We are not trying to run relay here. Small, small. if you know, just allowing people to come in, maybe for like 1 minute, letting them out, just little steps you can take to allow, you know, allow yourself to be vulnerable. Sharing less sensitive emotions, like, oh, I kind of like this car, or I kind of like this, you know, less sensitive. By doing that, you're encouraging your brain to allow you to more open, because I know one of the reasons why we hide is because of fear, because of judgment. But you start sharing less sensitive things that people may not judge you on, it will encourage you, because you're not getting much judgment, it will encourage you to share. And sharing something very emotional is can also chase you. And if they judge you, okay, you tell somebody, oh wow, I'm depressed, for example, and then they're like, oh, you're not depressed, yada yada yada, they can push you into building double walls. So sharing with the person that matters is very important, not just anybody, a professional psychologist. That's why I encourage that, because that's literally the premise of a psychologist. They don't judge, they're very, very empathetic, they listen to everything you have to say. And letting everything out is a relief. It's a relief, basically. Set boundaries, healthy boundaries. I'm not saying build another wall. Set boundaries. You can set boundaries by telling somebody that's hurting you not to hurt you. And it doesn't matter what they say in response, as long as you said it, you've done good. If someone is judging you, saying, I don't care what you feel, this is what I feel, and I don't appreciate the way you're responding to how I feel, I don't know how you are offended by what I do, how what I do is offending you or affecting you, it's wild to me, so I don't appreciate that. That's an example of setting a boundary, and do that with people that hurt you. Okay, have self-compassion. Most of the time we take a lot of negative things and we put it to ourselves and harm ourselves emotionally. We blame ourselves. Try to have self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during this process. Don't say, oh wow, I'm so stupid, what am I doing, why would I even share, oh my god, where did I even come from? Also, don't ever say that. Your words are very powerful. Don't say negative things to yourself. Don't think negative thoughts to yourself. Practice that by stopping yourself when you say a negative thing, or forgiving yourself immediately you think a negative thing about yourself. That's the same step of showing compassion. Be patient. Like I said, it doesn't happen overnight. Breaking down emotional walls actually takes time. Be very patient with yourself and the people you are trying to connect with. Reconnect or connect with. Be patient with yourself, because you know they've seen you with walls. So now all of a sudden you're trying to be vulnerable. They also are human beings. Also keep at the back of your mind, you're not the only human being on earth. If you're narcissistic, well, we're going to get to that topic. I'm going to help you, but this is a different topic. If you think that you're the only person in the world and you're the only person that matters, well, it's a different way I'm going to tell you to handle that. Everybody is a human being. Everybody's going through shit. The same way you're going through this thing and you need therapy, you need to talk to somebody, you need to heal, everybody else is also going through this. You're not the only person going through this. Doesn't mean that your own does not matter. Doesn't mean your own emotions is not valuable. It is very valuable. It is just that you have to be very considerate of others and be patient with them. And don't just say, oh, because they don't accept me, oh, well, whatever, I'm going to go back to my wall. They are also going through, so be compassionate and patient about them too. Forgive yourself. One of the reasons why we build walls is because we are trying to run away from, you know, harming thoughts or harming feelings. But you are locking yourself behind those walls with those thoughts and with those feelings and judging yourself every day. And that's what makes this wall stronger. Sometimes somebody can do something, you don't even know what the person means by that behavior. Maybe a non-verbal cue. You just assume that, oh wow, this person is hating me, or this person hates me. So therefore I'm just gonna tick in my walls. You said that to yourself. You said I hate me. You said I am a horrible person. You said I don't deserve love. Nobody said that to you. You made those assumptions to yourself, and you are locking yourself. That's why breaking those walls is very important. You are literally in a gas, horrible, horrible place that has like a lot of toxins in it, like a gas chamber. So you need to let yourself free. Set yourself free. Lastly, build trust. Trust is very, very crucial in breaking down walls. as you open up to others and they do the same for you too, because you know, opening up to others also make other people open up to you as well. Trust is very important. Trust could naturally build. When you open up to others and other people open up to you as well, trust will build and it will encourage you in your journey. So imagine, you know, you're opening up to somebody and the person is trusting you, the person loves you, and like, oh, I'm trusting you. Because even when they start expressing to you, it goes to show that, oh, to trust me, and to encourage you to also talk to them and share. It helps. It helps. It helps. I'm going to talk about one little issue that I was little emotional issue, and before I just hide myself, run away and deal with it, basically not dealing with it. But this time around, I was like, I need to talk to somebody. And I talked to one of my very, very, very good friends, very, very God-fearing, amazing, open-minded, intelligent person, Toby. And I like talking to Toby because Toby is not going to lie to you. She's going to tell you, call you out on your BS and tell you, listen, you need to do this. You're doing this wrong. And I needed that. I needed somebody that's going to do that for me. And she did that for me. And it gave me a very clear perspective on what I was dealing with and how to handle it better. And I listened to her, I did what she said. And I felt a little better. And life became better for me. We're going to talk about transitions in the next episode, but I hope you guys would listen to the first one, because the first one talks about transitions and about the details of what happens during transition, so keep you aware of when you're being transitioned. So trust is very important, and yourself, trust yourself as well. And also, lastly, I'm going to say, remember that it's a gradual process and everybody's journey is unique to them because they have their unique experiences. So breaking down emotional walls can lead to more fulfilling relationships as well, even with yourself, most importantly with yourself, because that's the beginning part of, you know, healing, a good relationship with yourself, knowing what hurts you, knowing what has hurt you, understanding what has hurt you, understanding what is hurting you and what it means. It's very, very important. And even a deeper understanding, like I said, deeper understanding of yourself and others can as well come to be, and making people want to come around you because they find you fulfilling, and just say, where I came to my friend, she has done the work, so I feel safe coming to her. It seems like it's a difficult process, but trust me, it is not. It's a very easy process, and you will be better off, trust me. With going through this and breaking down those walls, get those walls out of the way. You know, God didn't put you on earth to be locked up. You're locking yourself in jail. Open it up. You're talking to people, expressing yourself. And we're going to talk about self-discovery in the next episode. So please listen to it. It's going to help you. How to go through self-discovery, basically. It's going to help you go do this very easily. I'm going to tell you how to do this easily. These are very important keys to self-development. And it's going to help you in life. It is. Trust me, it is. So this is the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. If you listened to the very end, you are amazing. Thank you so much. And I hope this message was very, very beneficial to you. And I know it is. And I just want to say that you are valuable. You are amazing. You are worth living for. You are worth fighting for. You are worth sacrificing for. Are essential. You are amazing. I'll say that again. You deserve life. Do not give up your journey because it gets difficult. I am here for you. Nobody is here for you. I am here for you. Listen to my episode. I'm here for you. And I will be here all the time to always talk to you, pull you up when you're down, make you understand why you're down. That's why I'm doing this for you. Thank you so much for being alive. Thank you so much for existing. You are amazing. Thank you for listening. This is the end of the episode. Please, if you're not following us on Easy Life, go to Instagram. It's called easylife.ng. And we are also on YouTube recently. So we're going to post an amazing mock. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a blast of healing. We're going to be posting a lot on YouTube. YouTube is EasyLife Nigeria. I'm going to put the link in the bio of EasyLife.ng, because when we find us, because just a new channel, just click the link and subscribe. Click the bell icon. I promise you, every episode is going to be a healing. It's going to be a healing, a breaking down, opening up. It's going to be something amazing for you. So, subscribe to the YouTube. Follow us, please. Every little thing is valuable. Also, I want to say we are doing a campaign. It's going to be a series of campaigns that are going to be connected with each other, but we'll start one. And this campaign basically is called What Does a Woman Do? What Does a Woman Do? Is trying to get the ideas and opinions of other people based on how they perceive women or women and what they feel is the essential. Why are women here? What is their essence? What's the point of them being here? I want to get that opinion because I want to see how in everybody. Sorry, I want to show you that in everybody there is something, no matter how misogynistic you are, there's something that you're going to say about the essence of women and what is so important about women existing on earth. And that's my point. Point is making sure you guys realize that both men, both women are valuable to society. None is better than the other. We have our strengths, we have our weaknesses. Supposed to cohabitate to make the earth go round. God would have made it so that a man can reproduce on his own, woman can reproduce on their own. But in order for a man and woman to reproduce, they have to come together. That is why they are very important. So I'm starting with the woman section. Why? What does woman do? Is the question. Send a video, please, if you can. Can't send a voice, even just send a text telling me what a woman does. Please, I really need to get your opinion. There's going to be a documentary about it, and I hope it's going to go worldwide, because I want to create the right now in society we need unity. So I'm trying to create the idea of unity, the world, instead of separation. There's no need for separation. We're here together. The reason we're here together, why are you trying to separate? We supposed to live together. So please send a video, send a voice note. You can even send a voice note to the Spotify link. Anything matters. I want to know what you think about this, and I also want to know what your response is to the question, what does a woman do? Thank you very much for listening. This is Mind Links, sponsored by Easy Life. So thank you very much for listening. See you in the next episode.